Trinadavi sunichena Tarodiva sahishnuna Amanina manadena Kirtaniya sadahari Harenama 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 Ivakivalam Kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'd like to describe a scene to you that took place in Naimisharanya, a place in India 5,000 years ago, roughly, circa. And there was an assembly of great saintly persons, and they decided that they wanted to perform sacrifice to please God and the devotees by doing a religious sacrifice for 1,000 years. And the main idea of how to perform the sacrifice is that they were going to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were going to question the great, elevated, respected, saintly person, Suta Goswami. And they asked him six very relevant questions. And in the course of Suta Goswami answering those questions, there is one particular verse that for me is very, very significant. Driving here today, I left my home. I live near Los Angeles. And I was listening to Srila Prabhupada. I listened to two lectures in the car while driving. And all the while I was thinking, am I going to talk on this verse? Am I going to talk on this verse? My mind was going, what about, no, that, no. Then finally this verse came to mind. And hopefully you will appreciate. If I have your blessings, can you please say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your blessings. Shrinvatang Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyanta Stohi Abhadrani Vidhu Noti Suritsatam. This verse is from a chapter entitled Divinity and Divine Service. So the first word, please repeat. Shrinvatam. Please repeat, those who have developed the urge to hear the message. So this will be revealed whose message this is referring to. But this verse, the way Srila Prabhupada has explained, the urge. This is when you know you have the blessings of God, that you have an urgency, you have a need to inquire or to learn about, you have a thirst for God consciousness. The very opening statement of the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you find yourself in the human form of life, your priority should be inquiry into God, inquiry into the absolute truth. But not everybody has that. You meet so many people throughout your lives, very rarely do you find someone who has this kind of urge, thirst, drive. I must become self-realized. I must learn about God. Look, here we are in this great city of San Diego, right? How many people live here? A couple of million at least, right? 6 million. Anyway, you got a few million. All right? So, count how many people are here out of that few million. Only a very few are actually interested. So if you have that urge, you should consider yourself very blessed. That, hey, I do. I do have that urge. I do have that desire. I want to know about God. I want to know what is my relationship with God. All right, next word. Please repeat. Svakata. His own words. So, there are two kinds of, we call Krishna Kata. One is the words spoken directly by Krishna. How many of you read the Bhagavad Gita every day? When you read Bhagavad Gita, you are directly coming in contact with the words of God. I remember growing up as a Catholic schoolboy. The Word was with God. The Word of God. And then when we learn from Prabhupada, what is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, the Word of God. So that's one kind of Krishna Katha. The other kind is this Srimad Bhagavatam. Words which are describing God by means of His devotees. And that becomes very, very nice. One is God directly speaking. And then when devotees of God, they talk about God, that's another kind of Krishna Katha. So the next word is a hard one. Please repeat. Krishna. Jai. You can't go wrong with a verse that has the word Krishna in it. Prabhupada used to tell us that his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, how would he judge something to be printed? And he would see, how many times did they say the name Krishna? How many times did they say the name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Like that. Or even sometimes when Prabhupada was here, sometimes there would be negative articles, sometimes, in the paper. Sometimes there would be negative, bad press. So this would be presented to Prabhupada, but he would say, look, how many times they said Krishna in the article. Very good. Because they're benefiting, even though they don't want to benefit. Agyata Sukriti. So here, Krishna, the personality of Godhead. And if you read Prabhupada's books very nicely, very thoroughly, this word Krishna, you can go on for hours and hours. What does this word Krishna mean? I always like to give the example. Why in this Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, why does Vyasadeva wait to the 10th canto to explain Krishna's janma karma chame divyam, his transcendental birth and activities? The answer I give is because it takes 9 cantos just to explain what this word Krishna means. Takes 9 cantos. There are 335 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, a couple of hundred chapters just to explain what we mean by this word Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessing 6 opulences. And then from there we go on and on and on. Next word, please repeat. Punya. Virtues. All right, so the opposite of punya is sinful and bad things, things that are not virtuous, things that are not pious. Okay, next word. Shravana. Hearing. Lord Chaitanya says this is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Hearing. You're doing that right now. This hearing, and it's going to be explained in this verse, how important and powerful this process of hearing about Krishna Katha. How important and valuable it is. And Lord Chaitanya says, that's the beginning. The beginning of spiritual life is you begin to hear about God. And I advise in people over the years around the world, people are sometimes asking me for advice. So sometimes I advise like this, that say you wake up one day and you realize, oh, I'm totally an illusion. I'm totally fallen. It could happen. It may happen one day you wake up and you realize, oh my God, I'm completely an illusion. I'm completely fallen. What to do? What to do? Begin hearing. Begin to hear in the association of devotees. This, what we're doing tonight, hearing in the association of devotees, is so very valuable. It can save you at the most crucial time of your life. Let's go on. Next word. Kirtanaha. Chanting. So, we did the kirtan. We heard the devotee sing very nicely. Let's give him a big hand. He did a very good job. So we were hearing him chant, and then we responded. And as we responded, he became more enlivened. And therefore he tried to do better. And in this way, the nature of kirtan, it gets better and better. Pratipadang, step by step, it gets better and better. Because it's a very interesting scientific process. You hear, you chant. And that person who was chanting, he hears and tries to do better. There's a kind of competition, how to do better and better. In this way, the chanting goes up, 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 higher and higher. Let's all chant one time. Everybody. You know what to chant? That tells me if I'm doing a good job or not. Who's paying attention? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Your turn. Next, 3 words in a row. Please repeat. Hridi Antasta. Within one's heart. So we learn from Bhagavad Gita that God is within your heart. When this concept, well, the first time I read this concept from Prabhupada's book, I felt so good because it was something that I knew ever since I was 5 years old, but I never got it confirmed. But I knew it. And then when I read Prabhupada's book, it was confirmed. Yes, God is in everyone's heart. And we learn from Bhagavad Gita that God being in your heart causes three things: knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So if I want to know something, if I want to understand something, I need God's help for that. If I want to remember, yes, I need God's help. And why would God help me to forget? God will help me to forget my bad intentions, my sinful desires. I am praying to God, please cause me to forget all my sinful desires that are lurking there in the heart. Help me to forget them. And help me to remember you, your instructions, and your devotees. All right, let's continue. Next word. He certainly. So this word he is used when there is need of emphasis on a particular point. Next word. Abhadrani. Desire to enjoy matter. Now this I find very, very significant. Those of you who are familiar, this word bhadra, auspicious. But this is abhadra, and it's in plural. What is inauspicious? What is inauspicious is the desire to enjoy this material energy. That's inauspicious. And that's why in the very second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the second verse, it says that this Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out all kinds of cheating, materialistic concepts of religion. Materialistic, cheating concepts of religion don't preach on this point, that the desire to enjoy matter is inauspicious. But when you come to Srimad Bhagavatam, when you come to Krishna consciousness, this is what you learn. What is inauspicious? The desire to want to enjoy matter, to lord it over. The devotional way, the bhakti marg, is to learn, I'm not the enjoyer. I'm not fit for this sense gratification. That's not what I'm designed for. What am I designed for? I am designed to love and serve God eternally. That is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. Jesus said it in his way. Love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. That is pure Krishna consciousness. That is pure God consciousness. And Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's philosophy is teaching from every conceivable angle of vision that this abhadrani, desire to enjoy matter, is the root cause of everyone's problem. It's the root cause of why we all can't get along here in this world. This is the real thing. Because I still am trying to enjoy matter. But it's incompatible. Very nicely, Prabhupada spoke an address when he recorded his first album, the Hare Krishna Mantra. And he gave a very nice explanation of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he talked about the incompatible situation. The eternal soul Trying to enjoy matter is an incompatible situation. Elsewhere, he could give the example of fish out of water. No way. You take a fish out of water, it simply gasps and flaps. Put the fish in the water. Nice. So, trying to enjoy matter is just like a fish out of water. It doesn't work. And as Prabhupada said, reinstated in his normal, happy condition. What is that? Krishna consciousness, spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Three more words. Please repeat. Vidhu noti cleanses. So this process of Krishna consciousness is a cleansing process. Lord Chaitanya opens his Shikshastakam prayers, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Cleanse the heart. He says the heart is just like a mirror. When the mirror is dirty, when the mirror is foggy, don't try shaving. No way. No. Cleanse the mirror. Now you can see. Why can't, somebody may say, God's in the heart, why can't I see? The answer why we can't see God is because there's all that abhadrani in the heart. There's all this desire to enjoy matter. You cleanse that away, and when it's completely cleansed, now you can see God in the heart. And again, the urge. To get that urge that, yes, I want to see God in my heart. I want to see who I really am. Because if you get to see God in your heart, you will also get to know who you really are. Let's go. Next word. Surit. Benefactor. So, this is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Suridham Sarvabhutanam. Krishna says, I am everyone's best friend, benefactor, well-wisher. In Sanskrit, there are different words for different kinds of friends. Of all the kinds of friends, Surit is the topmost. A well-wisher. Somebody who only has your interest at heart. How many people do you know fit in that category? If you have one, you're doing good. It's not a joke. How many people, you can ask yourself, how many people do you know have your interest at heart? Husband and wife should be that way. That's the real meaning of husband and wife. That the husband should be the well-wisher of the wife and the wife should be the well-wisher of the husband. But we see in the world that's not the case. Why? Just ask a divorce attorney. Business is booming. Because everybody is thinking, no, me first. But the real topmost friend is somebody who has your interest. And Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, I am your well-wishing friend. And those who accept Krishna as such, they become staunch followers and devotees of Krishna. Because they realize, yes, how, someone may say, show me how Krishna is my well-wishing friend. That's not hard. Because I have had so many lifetimes before. I'm going to have so many lifetimes. But who has been with me lifetime after lifetime after lifetime? It is Krishna. Ever since I left Krishna's spiritual abode and started this dream journey, in every particular chapter, Krishna has been there because he's been in the heart. I may have a wife, right? And she can get this close, but not as close as Krishna in the heart. And she may be with me in this life, but who knows next life? But Krishna has been with me life after life, and he'll never abandon me. You may have a friend. You may have a partner. So many things can happen. Death can come, or a breakup of the relationship. But Krishna, no matter what, is always there. And even if I'm mean to Krishna, Krishna doesn't become mean to me. Krishna is always looking out for me. So who can... No. Krishna said, and it's true, I am your well-wishing friend. We come to the final word. Satam. Of the truthful. So the truthful means the devotee. So, please repeat how Prabhupada translates this nicely. Please repeat. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, truthful devotee. Truthful devotee means no hidden agenda. Truthful devotee goes back to what I said in the beginning. That somebody who is actually wants God realization. Not somebody who wants to get cheated. Not somebody who wants something material. No. Somebody who actually wants to understand God and their relationship with God. So, develop the urge to hear his message. And that is also explained in this very nice chapter. Because that's a logical question. How do I get that urge? You get that urge by serving Krishna's devotees. So, when you come to the temple, you will be asked at some point, can you do some service? Maybe it is service for the deities, or maybe it's service for devotees. When you get that opportunity, grab it. Take it. Because by rendering service to the devotees, you are going to get an urge to hear the message of Krishna. And what will happen? Material, inauspicious things will be cleansed from your heart. When your heart is completely cleansed, that is when you're going to be supremely happy. This is our process of Krishna consciousness. I don't know about you. I only want one thing out of this movement. Why did I join this movement besides the food? I joined this movement because I want to be happy. That's all I ask out of life. I just want to be happy. And here we learn in everything that Prabhupada is giving us in his books, he's teaching us how to be really happy. But the first thing is to give up those things which actually don't make me happy. Again, abhadrani, the inauspicious things that get me to want to enjoy this material world. That's not going to make me happy. What's going to make me happy is developing an urge to hear and chant these virtuous messages. The statements of Srimad Bhagavatam, the statements of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, I urge every one of you, every day without fail, make sure you spend quality time for your spiritual life. I know people, they are very, very conscientious. They get up, they do their exercise, either they're jogging or the treadmill, because they know I've got to get myself in shape. So they spend quality time. But you have to spend quality time on you, the soul, your relationship with God. And how do you do that? You hear and chant. Those of you who don't, I urge you, get nice set of japamala. And every day spend quality time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I sometimes am asked to give advice. One of the main things I always say to people, spend quality time with your japa beads. Spend quality time hearing and pronouncing these delicious syllables. Ha! Everybody say, ha! Ray, Krish, na, ra, ma. Delicious. You will get, yes. If you hear and chant nicely, then you will get this higher taste. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, the higher taste. The higher taste is auspicious. This verse talked about abhadrani, the desire to enjoy matter. But the trick is, you can't give that up unless you have something better. For instance, before becoming a devotee in this movement, for 23 years I ate meat. But if somebody had told me, I don't eat meat anymore, I would say, go away. But because I tasted something better called Krishna Prasadam, then it was not difficult. Oh, yes, no problem. I went to the Sunday feast for the first time. And they gave me this thing, samosa. And I ate that samosa and I said, oh man, can I have this every week? So once you get a taste for prasadam, then it is not difficult to give up the lower, inferior taste. Same way, I love music. So I used to sing in clubs and bars. I used to sing. But now that Prabhupada has given us kirtan and there are such nice songs, now that desire to play in nightclubs, no desire. This is coming here, even though I have to drive 2 hours to come here. This is much better than performing in any Greenwich Village bar. I get to sing about Krishna. I get to talk about Krishna. Much better audience. You're not drunk. Much better. So, everything about Krishna consciousness is a higher taste. Much more comfortable clothes. Much more. I remember I was working in an office. You have to wear that tie. As a devotee, very comfortable, elegant, nice, higher taste. Right? Oh, another big thing. When you visit to the temple and you associate with devotees, you realize, oh, there's such a higher class of people to associate with. Much better. I felt, every time I visited the temple, I felt like, oh, this is such a nice group, clientele to associate with. Then, I never used to like reading newspapers. I hated it. But I started to read Prabhupada's books. Now I love to read. I love to read Prabhupada's books. I'm reading the same book every year. I read the entire Bhagavad Gita cover to cover every year without fail. Right? It doesn't get old or hackneyed. Why? It's the higher taste. So that's the key. Get the higher taste and don't lose it. How do you lose it? Offenses. That's how you lose your higher taste, by committing offenses. Therefore, don't commit offenses. Take shelter of Gaur Nitai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. And then relish this beautiful, wonderful sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And become cleansed from the desire to enjoy matter and get that higher taste. Thank you very much. Any questions? You can clap later. That's good. You get a bell for that. All right, what questions do we have? Yes. Can a little louder? Okay. This is a very good question. So, we have an expression in English, practice makes perfect. That is why we have what is called sadhana. Daily routine, every day, whether I feel like it or not, every day I do my chanting. Every day I'm reading. Practice, practice. I always like to give, I'm from the Los Angeles area, so I always like to give the example of, there's this one person, Kobe. So Kobe, you know who I'm talking about. Every day for hours, bounces a ball, throws it in the hoop. For hours, I'm not kidding. He spends hours every day perfecting the science. That's why he gets paid the millions of dollars that he gets paid. I wish someone would pay me for my sadhana. Anyway, the point being, he cannot be Kobe unless he does his practice. You want to remember Krishna at the time of death? You have to practice. And practice every day without fail. Are you doing mala? Are you reading Gita and Bhagavatam every day? Ah! Do you eat every day? Don't starve your soul. Your soul is hungry for this nice, delicious Hare Krishna. Okay? Very good. All right. Every day. And read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, please. Practice. And then at the time of death, you'll be ready. Yes? At the time of death, you mean? Prabhupada explains that in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna remembers all that you have done for him. And because you have put in the practice, at that time, he will enter your mind. But you got to practice, okay? Yes. There is no harm if you chant with the mala or without the mala, if you're hearing, full benefit. So I know many people, for whatever reason, they cannot do the mala. Okay. Can you do mala? Oh, great. But sometimes you can't, right? For a certain, doesn't mean you can't chant, right? No different. The trick is to hear. The trick is absorption. And the trick is, are you using your lips, tongue, and teeth? So, it's simply a matter of, are you doing it? The mala, that is for those who are initiated. The mala helps with the sense of touch. The mala helps as an aid to concentrate, but apart from that, if you're hearing and chanting, Hari Bol. Good enough? All right, we have more questions. Dravida, thank you. Thank you, Dravida. I think Dravida should get a nice applause for this humble service. Yes, yes, you're correct. Even you, yes, we get rid of the anarthas by this process of hearing and chanting. Yes. But at the same time, we are studying, and by that studying we realize, yes, let me act in such a way that I don't act on these impure desires. Remember when I said we prayed to Krishna, please help me to forget my inauspicious bad material desires. So I like to see it as a, you know, two ways. Yes, proactively let me hear and chant nicely so my heart is cleansed, and then make sure that I don't give in. Is that okay?
Yeah. But the power of the mala mantra is also a protective thing that really helps.
Of course. It is the panacea. I always like this. It's the panacea. This maha mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we have a question over here. You too, huh?
And I find it difficult and constantly having to bring my mind back when I'm chanting. It's very difficult. So many other thoughts come. Will that go away in time?
Yes. It's just like, see, the thing is, we're out of practice. And we've let the mind go for so long. So the mind is a rascal. The mind can be a... And didn't Arjuna say in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna explained the yoga system to Arjuna, Arjuna said, I can't do this yoga. My mind is obstinate. My mind is turbulent. Krishna, you're asking me to control my mind. I might as well try to go out and capture a hurricane. Krishna said, yeah, I agree. I agree that the mind is obstinate. But that's the key. Krishna said, but it is possible by constant practice and detachment. So, are you trying every day? Don't give up. All right? And little by little, you will become stronger. And do you come to the temple as much as possible? Associate with devotees? You're reading Prabhupada's books? How much television do you watch? Good. Good, good, good. And you're strictly following all the rules? All right, very good. Then you just, little by little, you will get that strength. And it'll get easier little by little. So keep trying. Good enough? Hare Krishna.
I understand that soul cannot be created and it cannot be destroyed.
Yes.
But if you can please explain me what is soul.
Very good. What is soul? Soul is part and parcel of God. What is God? God is the Supreme Person who is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. The soul is a minute, and that's a key word, minute, fragmental portion of God Himself. The example given, you have the sun and the sun rays. A sun ray has all the qualities of the sun itself. And there's not anything different. The sun ray is simply the energy of the sun planet. But the sun planet is all powerful. The sun ray, thank God, the sun ray is only a little. Otherwise, we'd be burnt to a crisp. Right? When the sun ray comes through your window in the early morning, it's a very nice experience, isn't it? So the soul is like a sun ray particle of the sun god Krishna Himself. We have all the qualities of God, but to a very minute degree. Now, this question of what is soul, I could go on for a few hours, but we only have a few more minutes. I will tell you this. The soul has a function. The soul's function is to serve. One of the qualities of God is independence. But we have minute independence. And with that minute independence, we are given a choice. Do I want to serve God? Or do I want to serve my own senses? The soul always has that choice, to serve God or to try to be God, the master and enjoyer himself. Coming to Krishna consciousness, you realize, I am eternal soul. I am eternally servant of God. I voluntarily choose to serve Krishna. In the material world, the soul is conceived as being 1/10,000th the tip of a hair for conceptual purposes. In the spiritual world, you are the spirit soul expands and is awarded a spiritual body to serve God. So the choice is yours. Do you want to remain here in this world, or would you like to go to the kingdom of God and serve God eternally in your spiritual body? The choice is yours. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are 20 verses, beginning with verse 11 and ending in verse number 30, which will give you some idea preliminarily of what is soul. If you continue to study Prabhupada's books thoroughly, scientifically, then one day you will be sitting here answering that question that somebody asks you. Stay with the course. Oh, yes, my Vraja friend. Yes. 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 Yes, that's exactly correct. You've hit the nail right on the head. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Maya. Yes. That's exactly what's happening. Two birds sitting in a tree. The tree is the body. Krishna, the one bird, just sits on the tree or in the body, peaceful, self-content. The soul, the other bird on the tree, is going from branch to branch, but although there are different kinds of fruit, basically there's only two: happiness and distress. When the bird that's flying from branch to branch gets tired of this fruit-eating business, turns to the other bird and says, "I surrender. I want to be peaceful like you." Gives up the business of chasing happiness and distress and develops and begins this process of Krishna consciousness. Yes.
Is there
any anything mentioned in Shastras that particular physical position where the soul is located in the heart, or where Krishna is located in the heart? Which part of the heart, upper, north, south? Okay. It's not stated that the soul and super soul are situated in a particular part of the heart, except I did hear, maybe Javita can help me, that there's a place in the heart where all the airs of the body come together and the soul is resting in that part where all the, that's the way I heard once, the airs. There's 10 kinds of airs within the body. So someplace in the heart, those airs meet, that's where soul is. And super soul is your next door neighbor. He's there. Okay? Well, hey, I can. That's the way I heard it. Okay? Thank you. We have one more minute. Yes. I love this question. So, here you have this kartal. It's got two sides to it, right? Two sides to the kartal. The answer to your question, detachment is a kartal with two sides. One is, and we were talking about it, get free from that inauspicious desire to want to enjoy matter. How to do that? The other side of the kartal, become attached to Krishna. When you're attached to Krishna, you will automatically be disinterested in trying to enjoy this material world. I was mentioning getting the higher taste, right? So, to get the higher taste, become attached to Krishna. And that's not difficult because Krishna is so cool. How many of you have read Prabhupada's great book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That was the book that finally convinced me. I read chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 6, Krishna killed Putana. I closed the book. I got to join this movement. And I'm still reading Krishna book. It's still wonderful. So the more I read Krishna book, the more I begin to love Krishna, like Krishna, become attached to Krishna. And Prabhupada said, anyone who reads this book, Krishna, will become a devotee of Krishna. So I urge you, who doesn't have Krishna book? Get it today. Go to this gift shop and get your copy of Krishna book and start to read it, and it will become so wonderful for you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you. I still love coming here. This is my favorite temple to come to in all of North America. ISKCON San Diego Key. Now you can clap.